Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. This is The Great America Show, and I'm Lou Dobbs. Wonderful to have you with us. Let's get up to date now on the mad Manhattan DA. Marxist Dem Alvin Bragg calls off his grand jury for the week. Whether he tries again or not, he looks like the petty, malicious Marxist hack that he is. I can't imagine that any of those sitting on that grand jury could stomach much more of Bragg after learning he hid from them evidence that exculpates President Trump, and after they heard from well-known New York attorney Robert Costello, who absolutely decimated Michael Cohen's claim to credibility, any credibility. Costello declared Cohen to be a pathological liar, and he had evidence to that effect. Most of us have always known about the attorney-client privilege watching TV crime shows. I have to say, I never had heard of that privilege being broken until President Donald Trump. Remember when the prosecutors raided Cohen's files, took those belonging as well to Donald Trump? Now they're forcing his own attorneys, the president's own attorneys, to testify against him. It's as if when it comes to the Marxist Dem Department of Justice, Trump has no rights at all. And he's facing not only three prosecutions in New York, but also Georgia and Florida. The legal profession right now in this country is incapable of policing itself. I don't know whether our DOJ, FBI, and courts will ever be respected by American citizens ever again. The investigation in Georgia is more of the same. Local left-wing prosecutor goes after President Trump. Her name is Fannie Willis. She's the Fulton County District Attorney. The county includes nearly all of Atlanta, and she's claiming Trump's call to the Secretary of State asking him to uncover fraud that would overturn Georgia's election results in 2020. Biden, by the way, beat Trump by only 11,700 votes. It's by most accounts not a high percentage case, but Fulton County is a high percentage Democrat stronghold. The Gateway Pundit, one of the top conservative websites in the country, debunked phony charges in that case, and any indictment against the president wouldn't come until spring, we're told. So here we are. Our guest today is the award-winning founder and editor of The Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoff. Jim, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us on The Great America Show. And first, congratulations on the great work that The Pundit is doing editorially. The site's never been better, and it's filled with must-read material every day. Thanks for all you're doing for the country and for patriots all across this country. Great to have you with us.
Lou, thanks so much. I'm such a fan of yours. It's really a thrill to be on with you today.
The idea that we are now in a new era, we're talking about fundamentally the destruction of America, whether people, irrespective of their ideology, their philosophy, their partisan direction, that's what's happening. This country is being purposefully destroyed by the Marxist Dems, by the party that was once the Democrat Party. It is now the Marxist Dem Party, I think, without any doubt, because the Marxists are leading that party. Your thoughts?
Oh, I agree 100%, Lou. You know, I've reported at Gateway Pundit since 2004. We started back then. We had just a couple readers a day. I started it as a hobby, as a blog. Today, we have 2.8 million readers a day, 2.8 million page views. We've grown tremendously, and I've never seen anything like this, Lou. I can't figure it out, and it tells you a lot when you can't figure out what they're doing. These decisions they're making that are just purposely taking down this country that we've never seen. Just an example, a story we put up yesterday China now is the peacekeeper of the world. Who would have thought that this would happen? America's absent on the global stage. Joe Biden's going for war in Ukraine. And China's making peace deals with Iran and Saudi Arabia. And now next week, they're going to try to get a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia. Everything is upside down. It's very confusing to watch this.
It is confusing and confounding. And it always goes back to one thing. I truly believe this. It all goes back to the Russian hoax, the phony collusion stories, and the assertion of the deep state into mainstream politics in America. This is not an, there's just no such thing as an accident anymore. Everything is designed. Everything is played out. There is a sequence coming, emanating from whoever constitutes the cabal, the Marxist Dem cabal that is directing our puppet president, Joe Biden. The very thought that that China would be leading the way between the Sunnis and the Shia, bringing Saudi Arabia together with Iran, and mutual relationships built on the fulcrum point, which is Russia itself. Every American, I truly believe, has to understand this. This is, just as Jim said, this is a seminal moment in American history because we are receding from the global stage and our dominant role as one time the only superpower in the world. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. It's just tragic. We even see our government today. We watched at the Gateway Pundit, we were following the elections in Brazil, where there was a very popular populist president, Jair Bolsonaro. And the Biden administration goes down there, threatens Bolsonaro not to get involved if something happens during the election. They're supporting Lula, this communist who's been actually convicted felon, who was taking money from China and pocketing it in his former days as president. This is who the Biden administration was supporting. And of course, Bolsonaro lost this election. I say that in air quotes because it was all, you know, who knows. But they say he lost. And now we have Lula, who's already signing up with Castro and the other communists in the region. And it's a terrifying moment. South America is covered now almost from top to bottom with communist or socialist leaders. And this is what's happening under the Joe Biden administration. You know, I thought Obama was bad, but this is like Obama times what, 10?
Well, at least times three, because I truly believe, as we discussed, you know, long ago, that this is the third term of Barack Obama, because
right.
The radicalism is, these are simply echoes resonating now from the Obama administration, and nothing resonates more right now than Obama's promise, fundamental transformation of America. And by the way, what has happened to the big O? We're hearing from Michelle a lot, but Barack Obama has just basically disappeared, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know if it's taking all of his time being the puppeteer in the background with the Biden administration. I'm not sure, but you're right. I haven't heard much from him. Michelle Obama's out there making a few statements here and there, but haven't heard much from Barack, which is interesting.
And by the way, that's not altogether an uncomfortable feeling not to hear from him after 8 years. But it is interesting that Michelle Obama is in the forefront, and again, Barack Obama has, with certain purpose, receded to the background, and that makes me just a little nervous and suspicious. Let's turn to the media itself, because you're talking about the extraordinary and I think richly deserved success of the Gateway Pundit. But in the same time, we're looking at polls that are saying that the trust in media is so low, half of Americans now believe that news organizations are deliberately misleading them, deliberately lying to them. And by the way, I'm here to say, you know, they're not wrong.
I agree with you. Americans have wised up, haven't they? I mean, how much can they take of the garbage that they're fed each day? I think what has helped recently is Tucker Carlson on Fox News has been reporting on just a few little clips from January 6th, but enough to wake people up and say, hey, what really happened there? We were lied to. And I'm glad to see that. And I'm glad to see that Americans are waking up. And you know what? It's interesting is it doesn't appear that these media outlets care, you know? And, you know, that's good for your show. It's good for Gateway Pundit. But it really is tragic that we can't have a media that we can trust really at all. I just every day I just shake my head with the propaganda they're pushing out. It's just filth a lot of times what they're pushing on the American public.
Yeah. And I think that you have to put a lot of blame on corporate America. The businesses, the big businesses of this country have become something that, frankly, I don't recognize. And I've been covering business and economics and finance and politics. And out of all of that, those issues, those subjects, those fields, business is the most surprising to me today because they've aligned themselves. They're better aligned, in point of fact, with communist China. The Wall Street firms, big, what were once U.S. multinationals, now they're just multinationalist, globalist corporations, than they are with the U.S. interests and U.S. values.
Absolutely. And it's very sad to see some of these corporations where they're hesitant to support America or put out anything pro-American, and yet at the same time, they wouldn't dare say anything against the communist Chinese regime. So it's very frightening, as you said, to see this happening in front of our eyes. What's happened to America? You know, it reminds me of this skier who was raised in California, and she was a phenomenal young skier from America. She's going to Stanford now, and she decides to go ski for China. And I thought that's kind of emblematic of what a lot of these corporations seem to be doing. They got their greatness from America, from the rules and from the regulations and from our traditions and culture here. They become multinational, and now they're bowing to China. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I can't either. And again, going to that media poll from Fortune magazine, this is a really powerful statement from that survey. When asked whether those being polled agreed with the statement, the national news organizations don't intend to mislead, 50% said they disagreed. Only 25% of those people polled said they agreed with the statement that it was inadvertent, the misdirection and the lies and misrepresentations of national media. By the way, speaking of polls, Donald Trump holds a commanding lead in the in the GOP field, almost without exception. Are you in any way surprised that he is doing so well in these popular polls at this stage?
Not surprised. I see Liz Cheney still hanging tough at 3%. Ron DeSantis is at 28%. I think, if he's smart, he'll really think about entering the campaign at this point, because that's going to be a hard climb for him to get past Donald Trump when Trump's numbers are already so strong. But we'll see what happens. There's some good people who are thinking of getting in, but Donald Trump so far is running away with it. His base is still there, standing with Trump.
They are, and no one is more surprised than our oligarchs, our big billionaire donors. I call them oligarchs because that's what they would be called if they were in any other country by our national news media. So I like to maintain a consistency and constancy in labels that are used. These oligarchs really mean for it to be anyone but Donald Trump, don't they?
Absolutely. But they must be very frustrated every time a new poll comes out like this. And this wasn't an isolated poll. This is basically what we've seen with all the polls, is Trump over 50%, DeSantis around 20 to 30%, and everybody else down below, you know, 5%. So that's kind of what we're seeing. I can't believe in this morning consult poll that Mike Pence is at 7%. I just don't even believe that. But, you know, that's an interesting number there, too.
Yeah, it is. And I agree with you. I don't think his name identification reaches that level, let alone his approval rating. I want to turn to Tucker Carlson, who is the star of the era, but he is a confusing star. You quote him in your headline on the Gateway Pundit, saying January 6th, I think, is probably second only to the 2020 election as the biggest scam in my lifetime. Tucker during an interview with January 6th political hostage Daniel Goodwin. Were you surprised to see that statement from a man who had said basically Donald Trump was full of beans about election fraud?
Yeah, I am. If he's maybe he's changing his tune now, and that's a good thing. But you know, I was one of the people, and there were I think quite a few of us after the election who couldn't stomach watching Fox after what they did with Trump and that crazy election that happened. And they just decided not to report on it and to move on. It was very, very disheartening, aggravating. I didn't appreciate that at all. And I don't think their audience did either. We saw recently, I don't know if you saw this, Lou, but the Dominion lawsuit against Fox and the documents were released. And some of the Fox people were saying that they were getting close to being underwater with their prime audience. That's stunning. And I know you know more about this and the ratings and things than I do. But that's just seems shocking that they were getting hammered by their supporters. And yet they didn't want to report on this. And now so Tucker Carlson says this now that it was the biggest scam, the election. Where has he been for 2 years? Actually, that's what I'm kind of thinking.
I have to say, I'm scratching my head, and you know, I have respect for Tucker Carlson. Admire the success that he's had, but the statements that are attributed to him, and I want to be very straightforward here. I'm a witness in that lawsuit. And I am a witness for Fox. But at the same time, all of this is out there in the public. And so, yes, I've been paying attention to it, Jim, mm-hmm. with great, I guess I could say with great interest. But the suggestion somehow that people had such contempt for Donald Trump when there were people who were speaking, you thought, in behalf of him. I'm one of the only, I should say, I'm one of the few opinion hosts on Fox at the time. I was saying exactly what I meant. I meant exactly what I said. I was for Trump. I truly believe then, and I truly believe today, that the election was rigged. And you can argue what all of that entails. But then to reach, you know, that Hannity didn't believe a word of what he was saying. Tucker Carlson saying that he would, you know, wanted to, I think, as he put it, not have to listen to Donald Trump for 24 hours. And this was, to me, shocking. And it had to be shocking to the viewers. It obviously was.
Absolutely. And I remember you, Lou, standing strong for Trump. And there's a lot of people who really admire you for having the courage, I guess it was courage at the time, to do that. But it was really just common sense. None of the numbers, Lou, and I know you're a numbers guy. I know you're great with business. None of those numbers ever seemed possible at all. My twin brother, Joe, who writes at Gateway Pundit, right. Was a top auditor in China, Shenzhen, and Hong Kong for several years, was a VP of one of the top corporations in the world. And he's looking at these numbers with some actuary friends of his, and none of it made sense. That just, and so of course there should be questions about that. When you see, you know, these strange things that happened during the election, after the election, you know, Trump ahead by 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania and losing the state somehow, you know, days after the election, a lot of it didn't make sense. And, I'm so glad you stood up, and because there's a lot of people who really admire you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. It's it's part just plain stubbornness. When I make a decision, I base it on what I perceive to be the truth. And what I perceived was an election that had been fouled by first an attorney general who did not intervene in the election when he heard a former vice president by the name of Joe Biden lying through his teeth in the second and final debate of the presidential election in 2020, when he said the story in the New York Post was simply about the Hunter's laptop, the laptop from hell, was pure disinformation. That changed a lot of votes. It was denied a lot of people the knowledge of what was going on that was being reported by the New York Post. And ironically, we're talking about a Murdoch-owned property when we talk about the New York Post. And on the other end of the spectrum, then, of course, was all of the controversy that surrounded then Fox News, as you alluded to. It was a difficult time. And we know one thing for sure. Everyone who said that there was an investigation into the election of 2020, it's pure poppycock. The Justice Department didn't investigate. No one investigated that election. And that is a shame.
And that is so true, Lou. And we found out just within the past several months that Bill Barr did nothing. Some of these, you know, attorneys in different states came back and said, no, the DOJ didn't do any investigating. So you're right. And it's tragic because there were so many different things. And we've written about this at Gateway Pundit. You know, we were the ones who we got the footage from Detroit, the Dropbox footage. We went through that. Right. We had a team go through that. And there's several instances of people dropping, you know, stacks of ballots in these Dropboxes. They are not secure. It's very evident of that. You know, anybody who tells you something otherwise is not being honest. So, you know, there's just so many things like that that happened. And it's just very frustrating. Where was Bill Barr when they shut down the doors to the Philly County Center? Where was he when conservatives couldn't get in the counting room? You know, it's stunning that they allowed all that to happen and didn't, you know, lift a finger.
Well, I hope that everyone understands in this country who has anything to do with any election. And I hope, by the way, everyone in this audience is volunteering, getting involved in elections at the local level, because that's critically important for the integrity of our elections. The simple statement here is, if everyone wanted us to have confidence in the integrity of our elections, the surest way would have been for the president and the attorney general to agree on bringing on a full national investigation of those elections across the country. That wouldn't have taken that long, and it would have been a straightforward response to what people saw with their own eyes. They saw in Wayne County people putting up boards around windows so no one could watch them counting. They saw the Fulton County, Georgia. They saw the counting stop for no reason at all. And everyone pushed back from any vision of what was happening. And that happened in various forms all across the country. It just was been so simple, so direct, and so American to have said, you know, we're going to take a look into all of this. I've assigned the following U.S. attorneys to do this, this, and this, and here we go. But it isn't. What they had to say was, you know, all obviously nonsense. We've conducted an election investigation, as Bill Barr put it. I think it was just a week after the election, and we found nothing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, unbelievable. It really was unbelievable.
Preposterous. So let's turn to the woke Silicon Valley Bank. We find out, and by the way, we found out because of the reporting of a British newspaper, the Daily Mail, and their publication Mail Online, that of all of the cross ownership and ownership of deposits and financial relationships between Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, a board that had only one member, as far as we know, a board of directors member who knew something about investment banking, but he had only been there since September, and the rest were a bunch of woke artists and left-wing donors. Your reaction?
It's so stunning, isn't it? And then they were spending their time and money making videos on different how woke they are and inclusive. It's just insanity that this was a bank doing this sort of thing. We put up something this morning that the Silicon Valley Bank also was donating millions to Black Lives Matter. So that's where they were putting that. That was their focus. And like you said, it certainly wasn't on banking because we saw what happened this week. So yeah, just, you know, it's stunning just how incompetent companies have become. And I, you know, you got to blame that on the left because things are just so crazy there.
Well, no, I don't hesitate to blame the left because that's responsible. And by the way, responsible, it turns out, for this is to me incredible because the Gateway Pundit is reporting $82 billion from corporations going into the coffers of the Black Lives Matter movement. That is an unimaginable sum of money. Give us your thoughts on Black Lives Matter, which we don't hear much about right now, but which apparently is driving much of the CRT, the CSI, the DEI, racist nonsense across corporate America, our military, through our federal government, all across America.
Yeah, it's stunning, and it kind of makes sense now when you see these leaders of the Black Lives Movement owning three different homes in some nice zip codes. They were flush with money. I don't know if any of it's making it back into the Black communities, Lou, where it is needed, but it's certainly going to the leftist organizations, that's for sure. But it's just an amazing amount of money that these corporations and individuals were giving to this movement after George Floyd's death. And, I don't know where that money's gone so far. I'm sure there's an audit that needs to be done somewhere.
You know, the auditors of the federal government right now are going to be working overtime and probably have to bring in a few private contractors as well, because when you combine that with over the hundreds of billions of dollars that are being spent on new weaponry and armaments, over $800 billion that I think, by the way, I fully support going into the Defense Department budget. I think that's desperately needed. If anything, it's late. But to imagine that all of that money plus $80 billion from corporations, the last I heard, corporations do have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. What in the world makes them think that this money should be flowing directly into a Marxist organization like BLM in this era? It's tragic. It is irresponsible. It is reckless, and it should set everyone in this country their hair on fire if the stocks they're investing in are among those companies that have been doing this.
And it appears that there are several companies who are involved in this, so it's very concerning. I agree with you 100%.
And I want to turn to other part of your, you know, terrific reporting, Jim, and that's on the January 6th political prisoners. There's been few stories that can compete with this in terms of the tragedy, the awful inability, the futility that I feel in being able to do anything about the fate of those political prisoners in the D.C. gulag. And the treatment they've received, and the Marxist dim judges and prosecutors who have overcharged and oversentenced them. It's truly a national disgrace that we're going to have to live with for some time.
Oh, I agree with you. I hope it's corrected, Lou. I have two different stories I could tell you just at, you know, just offhand. One is my friend Jake Lang. He was there that day. He's in prison. They put him in the gulag for several months, a couple of years. Then they moved him. This is what they're doing now, though. They moved him to, he hasn't been to court yet. He hasn't been sentenced of anything. He's in Brooklyn now in a prison for violent convicts. and he is in a wing where he's the only J6er, and I think one of four, he says, Caucasians out of a group of, you know, 100 or so inmates. Very dangerous place for him. That's where they put him now. So they're really abusing these men and some women. But it's a horrible story to see this happening to people, especially they haven't even been sentenced yet. Another story I put up this morning, it's at the top of our page, and that is this young man. Him and his wife had just adopted a baby. He went walking inside the U.S. Capitol with a flag. He turned around when he was asked to leave and he left. And the cops, of course, came, not the cops, the FBI came and raided his home in December of 2021. They forced his wife on the ground, cuffed her, and they took him away. He's in prison now. And they came back to the house, though, the federal agents, and they took their adopted baby. So they lost their child, too. Oh. Now, to be fair, this guy was a felon from 10 years ago. He did something when he was, you know, a young man. That was on his record, and he did have a gun in the house. But it's still, like you said, it's still overcharged. This man is in prison till at least 2025 now. He says that in his letter he wrote us. And it's just a tragic story. Just, you can't believe this is happening to Americans.
You can't believe it. And what I find also horrific is veterans groups. Many of these people are veterans, but veterans groups haven't rallied around them. The Republican Party, for whom they were ostensibly demonstrating and rallying in support of Donald Trump, haven't done much, if anything, for those people. There is only good, decent American citizens are their last resort to try to motivate our political system to work. It's, everyone seems utterly paralyzed. They want to either ignore it or put it out of their mind. But these people are suffering unimaginably. And I just want to compliment you and the Gateway Pundit for all you've been doing for them. Yeah, and you've also put up a website. If I could get you to tell us a little bit about your website, American Gulag.
Thank you, Lou. Yeah, we've been reporting on these stories. And, you know, every time we do, Lou, we try to put up a Gifts and Go. It's a fundraiser that the families will put up, and then we'll link to it on our site so that they can raise some money to help get their loved one out of jail. We don't control that money. We have nothing to do with it, but it goes directly to the families where they need it. We've raised over $1.6 million for the prisoners who have been, you know, locked up and need help desperately. We started the Gulag shortly in 2021. And what we do is we track all the prisoners. If you click, you can go click on the site. It's AmericanGulag.org. You can go and you can find out, click on individuals, look up their names, find out where they are in the court system right now. Many of them haven't been to court yet. Many of them are still in jail. Some have been sentenced. I put up a story earlier this week. 8 different men were sentenced because they touched this huge MAGA sign that day that was thrown at police. No police officers were hurt. These guys were just had their hand up because this huge sign, you know, was over their head. They had nothing to do with it. They're in prison now from 2 to 4 years, these 8 guys. And you know who wasn't charged, who was actually pushing that sign towards the police, was this fellow called Ray Epps. He was never charged for this. So it's really this double standard we have with our justice system, which is infuriating also, Lou. Why are these men being punished so harshly when, you know, we all saw what happened with the Black Lives Matter riots across the country? It doesn't make sense.
It makes sense only if one acknowledges that this Justice Department, this FBI, is so thoroughly politically corrupt that they make a differentiation based on ideology and partisanship. These are Marxists. These are Marxist Dems, and they are holding this country to account at a very high price. That is, they break the Constitution every day. They're breaking the law every day as they persecute political prisoners and their political opposition, the Republican Party and conservatives. Jim Hoff, of the Gateway Pundit, I just want to say we always give our guests the last word. We thank you for being here, and I hope you will come back soon. And we will be watching your site every day, just as usual, for a very long time. Your concluding thoughts, if you would.
Well, Lou, this is just a thrill for me. I come from a large family of nine, my twin brother and I, you know, with good parents and not a lot of money, but we were able to succeed in this country. And I hope that future generations are able to see to have that same success coming from nothing and making themselves something. I really appreciate you having me on. I've been following you, like I said, 4 years. And so it's quite an honor to be with you, Lou. Anytime, I'd be glad to come back on. So thank you so much for all that you do.
Jim, thanks so much. And, you know, I wish you all of the very best, continued success, and God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
All right, Lou. Thanks a lot.
Jim Hoff, doing amazing work. Here Monday, our guest is Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow and a great patriot working for the country. Please have a great, great weekend. Join us Monday. Until then, God bless you and God bless America.